Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey, today we are talking about investing $100,000 in an apartment community and creating $45,000 a year in cash flow, and a multifamily mentor, which means he is a multifamily expert who since 2015 has helped people retire themselves and in the process helped some of them even become millionaires. I'm your host, David Ruzicka, and you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And today, so lucky, just love this, I'm here with a multifamily mentor, Doug Crummell, and we're going to hear his story. And so, Doug, welcome to the show. If you just take a minute and introduce yourself, who are you apart from real estate to the folks that are listening?
Well, hi, David. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it and look forward to talking to you about real estate. In growing up, I had a 30-year career before I retired in consumer product goods. It was a great business. I enjoyed working in it. But you know what always kept me up late at night is what comes with retirement? Am I going to be able to retire? What's that going to look like the next 15 to 20 to 25 years of my life? And I had to contemplate that and think through that real hard. And so it was about 2011, David, I came to Lifestyles Unlimited. And one of the things that I really wanted to accomplish was, hey, I'm now at a point where I'm going to be retiring soon, and my plan was to live off of my 401k, IRA, and if I could own four single-family houses and make $400 or $500 a month, live off my 401k, that's what I thought retirement was about. I thought that would be living the lifestyle, and at that point in time, that's when I changed course and I went directly into multifamily.
Yeah, I'm just curious, what insights or ideas brought you to the conclusion that multifamily was the way to go instead of single family in your case?
Well, a lot of people will come up to me, David, and they'll say, you know what, Doug, I can make 14-15% cash on cash returns month after month on single family. Why would it be that if I wanted to go into multifamily, where I'd only make an 8% or 9% cash on cash return? Well, that's a very good question. That's something that I have thought about too. But with single family, what you're buying is brick and mortar. You're not buying a business like multifamily. Whereas multifamily, you know, your growth is based off of your net operating income. And it's all about equity capture and refinancing. And so what I'd like to do is just kind of tell you about my first apartment complex, and it'll give our listeners a better understanding of where I found value in multifamily. Now, single family is a great place to be. We have a lot of successful members that are doing fantastic work in single family. I'm of the opinion that if you can get to multifamily as soon as you can, I think that there's ways of really driving a lot of equity capture and cash-on-cash returns. So when I came on board, David, in 2011, after about 4 months on board, I had found a property in San Antonio, Texas. It was a 24-unit asset property. And at the time, I had to make a decision whether I wanted to invest a cash out an IRA that I had, or whether I wanted to take cash that I had on hand.
And I want to pause you just a second there, Doug, because a lot of people that are listening, what you just said is heretical, and I want to get them to really listen, because you actually took money out of your IRA. I mean, we have people that join Lifestyles Unlimited now, and they're very resistant to taking money out of that IRA, even when they see the difference in the results, the returns, all of those things. So I just want people to kind of clue in, you actually took the money out of the IRA, and then go ahead and walk us through your deal.
Yeah, I did. did, David, and it was painful. There's no question about it. And I'm not promoting getting out of your IRAs. I'm just trying to share with our listeners what felt right for me to do. So I had an IRA that had about $240,000 in it. Well, when you get out of that and you're not 59 and a half years old, that $240,000 turned into $170,000 overnight. It was gone.
Right.
And so I had taken that $170,000, I had put it down, my out-of-pocket costs were $100,000, and I put the balance of that $70,000 plus a little additional cash that I had into this investment. And that $175,000 over a three-year period paid me a 25% rate of return, or approximately $40,000 to $45,000 a year. Fantastic, right?
That's your cash flow.
That's the cash flow. Now, we had talked about this the other day. What was the epiphany for me in this deal? What was it? What really opened my eyes is after 3.5 years when I sold this property, David, this $170,000 turned into $494,000. Now, I have to go back and ask myself, would I have been better off in this case leaving that $240,000 in my IRA and hoping that 3.5 years later it'd be worth $500,000, not to mention the cash on cash that was paid on this property for 3 years? In my opinion, I doubt it. That wouldn't have been the case. So that was a real epiphany for me to say, man, if that doesn't excite you about investing in multifamily real estate, nothing will.
Pause right there, Doug. We're going to pick that up on the other side of the break. Hey, folks, we are listening to Doug Crummell, multifamily mentor, on his first apartment turned a $170,000 investment into $495,000. We are working on your financial freedom.
Challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
I am your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I am with multifamily mentor Doug Crummell. We're hearing his story and how he got started and actually pulled out $240,000 out of an IRA, which I know some of you right now, you're getting the vapors. You're a little bit uncomfortable with that. We're hearing just what he did and what he accomplished with that. And the question is, could you do that with your IRA? And so, Doug, go ahead and kind of recap and let's go forward with that story.
Yeah, it was something that I contemplated for some while. Now, you have to remember, David, that when you acquire a multifamily property building, you can't invest with your IRA. Now, if you're passively investing in our program in one of our lead investor deals, certainly investing with an IRA, you can certainly do that. But in my case, being acquiring one and being an independent rental owner, I just felt like the rate of returns, as I've laid out, certainly turned out a lot better for me rather than leaving it in there. So that was quite an epiphany for me and allowed me at that point in time to officially retire and become a full-time real estate investor, go on and to acquire other properties and syndicate them and own and operate them. I've owned properties in San Antonio, Texas, New Braunfels, Texas. I've been in Bryan, College Station area, and those have been the markets that have done really, really well for me. I've enjoyed being a lead.
So what led you to want to become a lead? And for folks who've not heard that term before, it's like the same term would be used as a syndicator. It's somebody who's going to find a property. They're going to charge a small override, and then other investors can invest with them and get the benefits of forced appreciation and multifamily and the tax benefits. They all flow through, but they don't have to do any of the work. So you decided, Doug, you wanted to be that lead investor. What led you to that decision?
After finding the success in owning and operating my own property, I wanted to create my own first deal by myself. I felt like that I had a fiduciary responsibility to myself to make sure that the things that I had learned in Lifestyles Unlimited and put them into practice worked, and knew that I was able to arrive and achieve the performa that I had set out and planned. And at that point in time, I had taken it to the next level and decided to syndicate and raise capital from investors and ensure myself that I had the ability to run, operate properties, and be able to give passive investors the rate of return on the performance. And I've been able to do that. Now, as I get a little older now, I've kind of gone in the direction of doing a lot more passive investing, meaning that I'm investing in other lead investors' investments now. And so I continue to do both, but passive investing is a way I've been doing a lot of. And, of course, giving back my time as a mentor and helping others achieve the success that I have, essentially giving the roadmap back to them as well.
Yeah, and so I want to ask you, before we get to that part, I want to ask you, when you passively invest, I think you said you're investing about 3,600 doors passively. When you do that, what do you look for?
Yeah, there are a lot of things that we look for. You know, where's the property located? It's important to me that it's in a location where the economy is doing well. I certainly don't want to invest in a property that is the best building in the area. You know, I'm looking for properties that have some value add to them. There's an opportunity to grow income. There's an opportunity to raise the net operating income. And one of the ways that we assure that we can accomplish that is doing the necessary comps in the area on competing properties. You know, it's always, for me, it's always about understanding is, can we take the property that we're buying, can we raise the rents, you know, can we grow the net operating income and create some equity and some growth in this? And those are the things that I look for. It doesn't necessarily have to be in a large metropolitan area like a mm-hmm. Houston or a San Antonio or Austin. I may go to tertiary markets that have opportunities. I just described for you that I've owned and operated in New Braunfels, Texas. I've had properties in San Marcos, you know, Bryan College Station. So it isn't necessarily have to be in a large metropolitan area. It may be smaller communities, as long as the economy is doing well, and it's not just one big, large industry that's employing that area. Because if right. they leave, you know, you could be you could be challenged and, sure. and lose value in the property. So those are some of the things that I look for, and. Also, you know, do I have a relationship, a long-standing relationship with that lead investor? What's been their track record? What mm-hmm. type of assets are they buying? Not every investment is right for every member. You know, one of the things that I look at that I talked to you about the other day is when I want to understand what our passive's financial goals are. So if we have new members that come on board...
Let me pause you right there for a second, Doug. I want to get back to that in just a minute. But first, I want to go back a little bit. You did something that I love, and that is you talk about that maturity continuum ladder, and you added actually a fourth step to that. We teach that usually during case study, also during the two-day financial freedom seminar.
Yeah.
You did something, you call it the give back stage. So, and that's what led you to be a mentor. Explain what that means to our listeners.
Yeah, we talk about the maturity continuum ladder in Lifestyles Unlimited, meaning that we all start out, you know, we have a job, we're dependent on that job. That's how we make a living. You know, we have somebody that we report into. So we're dependent upon others in growing ourselves in the companies that we work in. And then that next stage is we get to that independent level, and that may be if you own your own business, you own and operate it. But the challenge can be there is your time. You're having to spend time working in that business rather than on it and taking a lot of time. And what we all try to get to is that interdependency, which our lead investors, myself, have gotten to, is that we own and operate properties, but we're not in the day-to-day, daily tasks, but we're working on our businesses instead of in them. And then that fourth point that you bring up, David, is the give back. You know, I felt one of the things that gives me great joy and pleasure is the fact that I can take what was given to me, the roadmap that taught me how to invest in real estate and how to
retire. Let me pause you right there, Doug. We're going to come back on the other side of the break and hear the rest of that story. Folks, you are listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Investor Radio Show. We are working on your financial freedom.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day financial freedom seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5 and I made about $60,000. Each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Hey, folks, I'm your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And today we're talking with Doug Krummel, one of our multifamily mentors. He is an expert in multifamily investing and has helped many people retire themselves and has helped some of those people even become millionaires. And so you want to stay with us to hear his story. I do want to interject real quickly, though. The first step anybody takes with Lifestyles Unlimited is going to our free workshop. And we actually have one coming up. Well, the next one that I'm doing, I'm one of the presenters. I do that on February 25th at noon. And so you can go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com and sign up. You don't have to go to mine. You can attend one of my teammates. They do a great job as well. It is online, so you don't have to get dressed up and go anywhere. You can watch it on your computer, your office, at your home, wherever you are. And that's lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. And I'm going to share with you the 5 ways that we make money in real estate and the 6th way that we're able to do that with multifamily, which is forced appreciation, which is Doug Krummel's sweet spot, our multifamily mentor. So, Doug, we were right before the break, you were walking through that maturity continuum ladder where we're dependent and then independent and then interdependent. And then I love what you added there, the give back stage. Explain what that means to you.
Well, I had a lot given to me as I was growing up through Lifestyles Unlimited. All the education, you know, my hand being held step by step to get me to where I'm at and what I've been able to accomplish. And so I felt compelled that it was important to me to to build a roadmap and to give it back to people that join Lifestyles Unlimited and teach them exactly what I've been taught. I can't tell you the number of people that I've been able to retire that have gone on, that they've won apartment association awards, that own multiple properties today, having increased their net worth tenfold. There's something about that, of giving back and sharing what you've learned and helping them, and to see those people today and talk with them and where they're at in their careers in real estate investing. It's quite remarkable feeling to be able to do that and to help people. And so that's why I've been doing it so long. I mean, I've been a mentor since 2015, when Dale Walmsley had approached me and said, "Doug, we think it's time for you now to give back and share." And that's what gives me the most gratification every day, is being able to take people and help them and try to help them reach the financial goals that they want to reach.
I love that. I love that. That is part of that abundance mentality that Dale put in the DNA of Lifestyles from the very beginning. The abundance mentality says there's enough for everybody, and so we share everything, and we have people like Doug who give back and help people accomplish their financial goals. So, Doug, give me a thumbnail sketch. So I come to you. I've joined Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm meeting with my mentor. What are you going to do for me?
Well, that is a great question, David, and that was one that was important to me when I came to Lifestyles Unlimited. I remember being a part of the two-day and the financial, the FFP program, and I said to myself, what can a mentor do for me? How can I succeed? What is it that's going to help me? And that was important to me, and so I always like to talk about it at our events and at two-day sessions about what can you expect from a mentor. What is it that they're going to do to help you? And I'd like to take a few moments and kind of describe that. Every member that comes to me has a different financial outcome that they want. I need to understand what their financial goals are. You know, retirement means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. A lot of people is, you know, they're trying to grow their wealth exponentially. Others say, you know, I just want to replace my expenses and be able to have a comfortable life and live that way. And so once I understand what their financial goals are, what type of investments they're interested in, I'll coach them to the best I can that will lead them to the path of achieving their financial goals. Whether that means, you know, do they want to invest passively for a while? Do they want to become an independent rental owner like I did when I got started out? Is that the best right path for them? Or does it mean at some point in time they want to be a lead investor, syndicate apartment complexes? Now, that takes some time. They have to take advantage of their education. I need to make sure that they're ready for that step in their real estate career, because you're managing other people's money. So that's really the first thing, is once I understand their financial goals, I'll direct them to whether, you know, maybe they need to stay in single family for a while until they're ready to passively invest in multifamily. So those are the things that we'll talk about. The other thing is where David, I spend the majority of my time, and that's with our lead investors and our aspiring lead investors. What do I mean by aspiring lead investors? These are members that are wanting to become a lead investor. They're actively looking for properties. And where I come in is, once they locate a property and once they want to take a look at it to see, does this make sense? That's where my role comes in, and I help analyze the property. I do the underwriting on it. We take a look at all the income, all the expenses. You know, how are we going to run this property from a Lifestyles Unlimited plan? You know, once we understand all that, then we'll make a decision. Is this something we should move forward with? Is it something we shouldn't? And so I help them step by step make that decision whether this is or is not a good investment. And I will tell you, David, there are many times I say, no, this is not something we're going to invest in. And that's where we spend a lot of time with our lead investors.
Doug, I've got to ask you, so that's a lot of work you do with a lead investor or an aspiring lead investor. I mean, you're actually looking at the property, help them go through the numbers. How much of the deal do you get for all that work that you put into that?
Well, I have an opportunity if I want to invest in that deal, I may, because of the relationship that I have.
You're not getting a cut of the deal because you're helping that lead investor, correct?
Oh, absolutely not. This is my give back stage. You know,
I want to make sure people understand that, because that is such a huge gift, and a good mentor can save you hundreds of thousands of dollars. In the last year, I've saved $10,000 just because I had a mentor and it kept me from doing something stupid.
Honestly. And so, you know, when you invest in multifamily, it's buyer beware. We have to make sure that we've gone through all the income, all the expenses. You know, what are the neighboring properties? How are they operating? Can I see substantial growth in rents? And these are all things that I'll spend time with through this analysis process. Once we've done that, we'll tour a property. I'll go with our aspiring and lead investors. We'll walk the property. We'll look at it. We'll want to get a general idea of what type of capital improvements do we need.
Yeah.
You know, do we need parking lot repairs? Do we have roofs that need to be repaired? What do the landings look like? Do we need to repaint? How does the property look cosmetically? You know, what type of investments do we need to make? So we want to get a general idea on that tour. I'll also want to go in and look at three or four units. I'll always ask to look at one that is ready so I can get an idea on how much additional investment we'll be wanting to make in these units. And I'll also want to look at some of the ones that maybe are not rentable. They're down.
Yeah.
You know, what do they look like?
Let me get you to pause right there, Doug. Hey, folks, we are talking to Doug Crum, a multifamily mentor, and he is walking us through the process that he takes with our lead investors, with our aspiring lead investors, to help them be successful in multifamily investing. We are working on your financial freedom. Stay with us through the break.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey, my name is David Ruzicka. I am your host. You are listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're talking to Doug Crum, a multifamily mentor with Lifestyles Unlimited, a guy who, and I want to say this again, I've said it a couple of times, but I really want to reiterate it. This is a guy who has helped many, many people retire themselves. He's been doing this since 2015 and has helped some of those people become multimillionaires, which is just an amazing feat. And he does it because he likes to give back. I asked the question earlier, how much of these deals that you spend so much time on do you get? He doesn't get any kind of commission. He's getting a cut of the deal. He's at the give back stage of his life where he wants to see people become successful in multifamily investing and successful in their financial goals. And one of the ways that you can get started is go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, attend one of the free workshops. The next one I'm doing is February 25th at noon, but there are a variety. If that didn't work for you, that's when I'll be actually on, but some of my teammates will be doing other ones as well. So be sure and go and check that out. And Doug, we were kind of walking through the feasibility portion of when you go out with a lead investor or a aspiring lead investor and they're thinking about a property and you've looked at all the numbers and you've crunched the numbers and all those things. Continue where we cut off right there before the break.
Yeah, we were talking about touring the property, you know, wanting to see units, you know, looking at exterior, what type of capital improvements that we might want to be making on that. But we take it one step further, and this is what I also am involved with the lead investors. Once we go under contract, in other words, a purchase sale agreement has been made, we have what we call a feasibility period or a due diligence. This is where we take a deep dive inspection into the property. Now, many real estate investors and multifamily owners will only randomly inspect certain units or do specific inspections. Not at Lifestyles Unlimited. That's not what we do. We will walk every unit. We want to know the condition of every unit we go through. We're looking for, you know, things that we're going to be investing in. So every unit is walked. We'll do all type of roof inspections. We'll do plumbing inspections. We'll do electrical inspections. We'll do AC and heating inspections. We want to know everything about that property before, once we acquire it and take it over. And my role as a mentor is to help them walk these units, understand what type of investments that we want to make. So when we put our pro forma together, that we ensure ourselves that we have the right amount of capital to put back into the property. So everything that we put back into the property, all of the additional capital, it's all meant to drive our net operating income, build a great tenant base, and be able to have an exceptional equity capture while we're running this property.
And that kind of preparation is the reason that we have the top operators in the country, according to the National Apartment Association. Every year we have our lead investors win awards. Since 2007, every single year we've had Lifestyles Unlimited lead investors have won the top awards in their categories. And that's how you have guys come back with 100% returns on the capital gain within 18 to 24 months, and why we have so many people that are successful at this. And Doug, I really appreciate all the time that you give to that. And one thing opportunity folks have actually coming up, we have Expo coming up. Expo is 4,000 to 5,000 people every single year we do this. It's going to be in Houston, Texas, the George R. Brown Convention Center, March 16th through 19th. A lot of breakout sessions. Last year we had things like how to buy 10 houses in 10 months, Texas property tax process, what apartment owners need to know, multifamily financing case studies. I mean, if there's a subject with single family and multifamily investing, chances are there's a breakout session on it at Expo, and it's a great way to get started. One thing that we do that I just had never heard of before until I was part of Lifestyles Unlimited is what we call our Master's Tour. And that is where we take members on buses with an owner operator and with a mentor, somebody like Doug, and we actually go look at the units. Doug, explain that Master's. I mean, I've given my ignorant explanation of it, but you tell us what really happens on those Master's Tours that people can go to, by the way, and can sign up for now.
Yeah, and so you don't want to miss the Masters Expo bus tour. I think you can go to Lifestyles Unlimited. David, you would have that.
Lifestylesunlimited.com. Yes, sir.
And you can register. But let me just walk you through what we do. At a Masters Expo, we will have 8 properties that we're going to take a look at. There will be a total of 8 buses full of guests and members. Each bus will tour 4 properties. And this is an opportunity for a guest who is unsure about real estate investing, exactly the steps that we take in Lifestyles Unlimited. It's a hands-on experience where we go directly to the property. You'll have an opportunity to see and hear from that lead investor. They actually come on the bus and they speak to us, and they talk to us about how they acquired the property. What was the why behind it? What was so important about this property that said, hey, this is something that we want to invest in? They talk about their numbers. What was their capital raise? In other words, what's the overall exit strategy? How long are they going to hold the property? Are they planning on refinancing it and having new debt on it where they have an opportunity to return a large portion of the member's original investment, whereas they still own 100% of all their equity in the deal? And we talk about what the overall internal rates of returns are. And for those of you that are on the bus, you have an opportunity to ask the leads questions directly. When we get off of the bus, you'll get to walk units, you'll get to see the offices, you'll get to see all the upgrades in the units. They'll talk about where they started with their rents, where their rents are at now, what they purchased the property for, what the property value is at that point in time after ownership of 2 or 3 years, whenever it is. And at that point in time, we'll get back on the bus, and there'll be final Q&A for guests and members to ask that lead investor other questions. And so it's great hands-on experience. You don't want to miss it. You get to be there, you get to meet a lot of people, and you get to hear directly from the lead investors or independent rental owners on how they actually bought the property, how they worked with a mentor, and the steps that they took to acquire the property and make it at the value that it is today.
That is great. Folks, I want you to go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on Expo. You can get a free general admission ticket. They're $97, but you put my name in, all caps, David. It's real simple. Just David, all caps. You get a free $97 ticket. You and your spouse are going to go together. You each register separately, and you can each get a free ticket by doing that. We want you to be there and sign up for the bus tour. You want to go on the master's tour. That'll be just such an enlightening experience. But you also have another role at Expo. You're going to actually be a moderator for one of the breakout sessions. Doug, tell me about that real quickly.
Yeah, I am. And before I do that, I just wanted to touch on, you mentioned all the breakout sessions that we're going to have. We're also going to have a lot of panel discussions with passive investors that who've invested in 40, 50, 60 different apartment complexes, tell their story, where guests and members can ask their questions directly to these folks that have been investing in all these different properties, ask any questions that they want. So I think that's a valuable component that we've added this year, and
absolutely,
you won't want to miss out on that. So, yes, I will be moderating one of our sessions, and it will be with one of our passive investors who came on board, became a member in 2009. He started out, and he had a lot of money. He had $405,000 to invest. Within 10 years, he's taken, we'll tell the story on how he did it. We'll go through it step by step of how he took $405,000, created cash-on-cash returns of $3.9 million over that 10-year period of time, and still has $4.5 million in equity in these properties that he owned. He came on board, retired in 4 years, at the age of 53. It's an amazing story how he did it. And he and I will walk you through step by step on how he did that. David, a lot of people ask me, well, how do people own 50 and 60, invest in 50 or 60 different properties and start out with only a couple hundred thousand dollars to invest? That's a great question.
Yeah, let me pause you right there, Doug. We do teach you that. You can find out a lot of information about that expo. You can attend Doug's breakout session. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Sign up for the expo. My name, all caps, David. Get to Expo. We are working on your financial freedom. Just remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.